Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
I was in the most extreme pain I have ever experienced in my life. There is a shortage of older, handicapped, plus-size, white, gay male models. I've ditched the Tramadol, the Meloxicam, and the hydrocodone.
Whoa.
Oh, God.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Justin Jedlicka, Megan Weaver, and Shane Douglas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
I know every single person always refers to you, like in any interview, as the human Ken doll.
Yes.
I'm not going to do that because I feel like you're more than that. You're a friend of Jeff Lewis Live and company. And I just think, to me, it's starting to feel like a derogatory term.
Well, yeah, it does come across a little bit superficial, I feel like, right? So, I mean, it doesn't take into account a lot of the work and time and risk and money that I've invested to be the person I am today, to have the career I have today. So the human Ken doll wasn't ever a title that I dubbed myself. It was media imposed. So I just kind of ran with it and used it as a podium to speak from because I had a lot of opportunities to do TV shows because people thought it was controversial and they assumed that the plastic surgery was because I wanted to look like a doll, which was the last thing on my mind. I just wanted to, for me, it was about customization and not applying myself to the normal beauty standards of Western culture. But actually, that's what it defines, right? When they call me the Ken doll, they're saying, oh, you're the epitome of Western beauty when it comes to a male, which is not my interest at all.
Now, you've had over 1,000 procedures.
Yes.
And you estimate probably somewhere in the neighborhood of, what, $750,000 to $1 million
in $2 million
surgery?
In the value of, yes, that's correct, yeah.
So let me ask you this. Did this ever start off when you were young? Like, did you not think you were attractive? Did you not? I mean, is that where it started, or was it always?
I always thought of myself as a little bit kind of like the underdog. I was like kind of shy. I didn't really feel like I fit in very well. Everyone always said, oh, you're so like effeminate. You know, you're like a body to be smooth. Your eyebrows are plucked. I had long hair when I was a kid. And I was growing up in the South at that time in Raleigh, North Carolina. And so I just realized that I didn't fit the stereotypical like masculine role. And so to me, when I found plastic surgery appealing, it was because of other people that were famous and I was drawn to it because of the creativity. But it also helped give me a sense of like confidence and self-esteem for sure. The more I made myself in my own image of interest, right? So like I was responsible for making myself different and distinctive. I couldn't say, oh, because this is the way I was born or my family's situation. I didn't have to. I was taking responsibility, I guess, for my looks, and I made myself distinctive and different intentionally, right? Then I wanted to stand out and I felt stronger that way because it was a very intentional move on my part to make myself noted as like the plastic surgery junkie, if you will.
But I think that, you know, you're seeking out to look good, right? There's some people where, you know, I see they tattoo their faces or they want to make themselves look like aliens. And that's a different kind of breed, I think.
Well, I mean, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, right? Everyone has their own standards. I mean, I'm not saying everybody has my standard either. So it's subjective.
But what I think is smart is that then you've started a plastic surgery consultation business, basically,
yeah,
which would make sense because if you've had 1,000 different procedures and you've been honest with me about what works, what doesn't work, what I would do again, what I wouldn't do again, that's too painful, that's too expensive. It's like you would think that this makes sense. You're like the first person I would be like, what do you think about? Because we were joking around. I had no idea that there was such a thing called Scrotox.
Scrotox, yeah.
Which, so.
So amazing.
So the plastic surgeon will inject Botox into the male scrotum.
Right.
And does it lift the testicles or does it?
Well, you
drop the
testicles. What's the desired
result? Your testes usually move up and down in, from your body based off of body heat, right? So to keep your sperm count.
I didn't
high.
Know that.
And oh. so if you do Scrotox, you're paralyzing that muscle that brings your testes inwards or outwards, right?
So you want them to hang low.
So they're hang low. They're hung low for sure. So and they stay that way permanently.
But
they're
I thought older men don't want their testes
to
hang low.
Yeah, I feel like they drag on the floor.
Yeah.
Don't you want to lift them?
I mean, it depends. Maybe it's like your moneymaker, and so you just want to look like you have that weighty sack.
Huh. Well, the other thing, too, is that you were talking about, which is also, I mean, I love talking to you because I've never heard of these things, a testicular cap.
Yeah, the caps. So the testicular caps, there's a plastic surgeon that does them here, and I've seen a few others, not many, but your natural testy stays as is. They don't remove it, but there's a silicone shell that's placed around it that your testy is popped into, so all the tubes and everything stays connected. It's just to give a weightier appearance.
Under the skin or over the skin?
It's under. They have to cut your scrotum, so it's inside.
I don't
it's
even
over
have
the scrotums.
Yes, it and just I can't gives you more volume
imagine.
To each one of your testes while still okay. actually keeping them looking separate instead of augmenting the whole scrotum, because some people fill the whole scrotum with filler and then it looks like to me like a hydroseal. Oh.
Then they also will do. They can do a penile sheath.
Yeah, there's a sheath that you can implant that's a silicone prosthesis. I don't necessarily love it because it has a lot of risks that come with it. But they right. do it where they slide it underneath the skin and it gets tacked in underneath to the gland of the penis and stays there with permanent sutures.
I think, okay, so I'm just trying to understand why someone would do this. I think maybe if you're a porn star or you're a stripper or you're a sex worker or you're on OnlyFans, or right? Like, why would you do this?
I mean, there have to be more people than that just doing it, but they just don't talk about it,
because
right?
I'm not doing all this for one person. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. But don't you think it could be just like self-gratifying? Like you can get your rocks off on yourself.
Oh, no.
Not literally, but
right.
figuratively was what I meant. But definitely, like, I think men are
Oh, do people do that?
Masculinity.
Like, they just stand in front of the mirror, and then it's like,
they
I don't
turn
need,
themselves off.
I don't
They're
need
just
porn.
Dick swinging? Yeah, for oh. sure.
Yeah.
Totally.
You know who I think does that? Heather McDonald. She loves herself so much, and then as a result,
right.
we love her because she
right.
loves herself.
She
I mean, don't
you.
Women get like boob envy? I mean, guys have to get dick envy, right? It's the same thing. We get push-up bras for women, so
yeah,
for male enhancement, you can make it. You can have padding there, or you can go and do the full enchilada and have surgery.
Have you heard of? Okay, I read this, and I wanted to know if you heard of this zombie non-surgical Brazilian butt lift. Have you heard of that?
Well, that term was probably dubbed by a doctor, but I don't know exactly what he's talking about. So he's using some for a filler or like a Renuva, maybe.
Yes, he said it's more than just a filler. It actually induces the body to make and retain its own natural volume from fat and collagen.
So, but is he calling it a zombie butt lift because it's based off of cadaver tissue, perhaps?
Oh.
God, you're smart.
Yeah,
it says
that's
my
thought process.
The zombie non-surgical BBL takes advantage of both artificial and natural ingredients.
Yes.
Our custom formula combines cadaver fat.
I told you.
Pig stem cells, minimum of 10 vials of FDA-approved artificial fillers, mm-hmm. and human growth factors with stem cells from the patient's own plasma
right.
to give lasting, natural-looking results.
Sounds Definitely. Complicated.
That's a lot
well,
for a
yeah,
big
so,
ass.
So they're using some form of cadaver tissue, and then they're using a collagen stimulant, like a Sculptra would be, and it's sort of a morph. It's a fusion of a few different
Sounds
things
risky.
That we have.
But isn't
Should
that safer
it?
Than the silicone that
You're
Justin
good. You got a
put?
Bag
Because you put silicone in your ass.
I do. I've had a lot of sessions of silicone in my buttocks, like 22 sessions now.
Wow. So, okay, so what happened last night? I was watching your new show,
yes.
Men of West Hollywood.
On Crackle.
And I'm one of those people that's like, unfortunately, like I'm thinking it, and then I realized like I said it. I'm like, oh my God, I didn't mean to say that. So Scott was sitting right next to me. I'm like, that Justin has a great ass.
Oh.
And he's like,
oh.
Thanks, Jeff.
And but then he was like, what about my ass? And I was like, your ass is so great, but yours is natural.
Yeah.
And then I'd like find myself like stumbling.
Backpedaling.
But you do have a great ass. How much silicone is in that? in those glutes?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. You know, when I started a long time ago, I did actually do some of that has been black market when I was a kid and didn't have money. And then some of it's also been by doctors now. But yeah, I mean, silicone, I think, can be a great way to augment things. But there is a longer term potential for risk with granulomas. But granulomas don't necessarily mean that you're going to have like a health issue to me that's gonna warrant you being sick. It just means that potentially like firmer hard spots can happen with extended amount of time in the body.
Have you had complications? Because that's what everyone says for the ass.
I'm still alive, so I would say no, but nothing that I would say I regret.
I'm going to need more than that. I'm still
listen,
alive.
My cheek, lip, chin, I have silicone oil that's been injected in from years ago now, 20 years plus in my face. And in my buttocks, the same thing. So I have sometimes if you push really hard on your buttocks, can I feel some little like firmness, but they're not rocks, but you can feel some firmness to that tissue because your body has an inflammation response where it wants to wall off foreign matter, right? Mm. So usually with silicone oil, you don't have that response, especially not initially because silicone's fairly inert. But over time, if your body notices it, it cannot realize that it's walled it off and continue to try to wall it off. And so that's the firmness you're feeling. It's not the silicone. It's just your body encapsulating
tissue, right?
And causing more scar tissue around that silicone, and it continues to react until it can feel firm and hard.
Mm-hmm. And you are still injecting your penis with silicone?
No. Well, first of all, I've never injected anything personally.
No, but your doctor does.
I have had silicone years ago. Now I'm playing around with the temporaries because I don't know if I want to be that big forever.
I say that all the time. It's something that I just say almost every day. I don't want to be this big.
I mean, right now it's fun to play with. So sure, with temporaries, you know, you're talking about, you know, 6 to 18 months of time with that fullness. But I'm not committed to being this large that I am as currently, right?
Well, you and I were talking at coffee this morning, and it limits you, really, because there's only so much, you know, it limits you. You were saying sometimes men or whatever have trouble performing oral on you.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I love a good blowjob just like anybody. But it does pose a little bit more of an issue for someone to
good
be
morning.
Able to fit
it's
all
like
that
9,
in their
9,
mouth.
9-11 in the morning. Yeah.
Well, I could never be your partner, Justin.
Oh, yeah, no. It would never work out. No, because she dislocated her jaw.
Wait, that's what would happen if we were together then. Yeah. You'd dislocate your jaw again.
You'd be so skinny though. You lost so much weight when you couldn't eat.
I know.
But
maybe we could give it a go.
But even with those trials and tribulations that you face in a sexual sense, obviously I still do this, right? So I'm drawn to go back to it because I do enjoy it. Like
you're about 8 inches in circumference. Is that correct? No, I'm not. It's not a joke.
Is that a Coke can?
I did share that with you, Jeff. That's true.
So what? How big is that? Is that
blushing?
How big is that with the cup?
It's a Coke can.
Is it the top of the cup or the bottom of the cup?
Top of the cup.
Top of the cup.
Are you? That's insane.
No, I would get somewhere in the middle there.
I mean,
what in the middle?
You couldn't take that.
Nope.
No way, right?
There's no way in hell.
I mean, it also depends where you're putting it.
You'd be in the hospital.
If ladies can have babies, they could definitely take
that. Yeah, but it goes back. It shrinks back. You don't stay open like that. You have
well,
to stay open.
Well, it would
open.
Shrink back after as well. You just have to breathe through it.
Wow, a lot of breathing.
Yeah.
A lot of breathing. And sedatives. Ketamine.
It's like the baby going baby going the other way.
Have you done ketamine before?
Oh, disassociatives can be fun at times.
Disassociatives.
Ketamine is a disassociative, yes. So you kind of can feel like you leave your body. Oh, and of course I've done ketamine because it's part of the anesthesia that they give you.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Did I answer that well?
Done it medically.
No, it's crazy, that ketamine. I'm doing it again tomorrow.
While you watch the next episode on Crackle, my show.
Let's talk about that show.
That is disassociative, for sure.
Wow. Crackle. So I watched The Men of West Hollywood last night. It's streaming now on Crackle. It's 10 episodes, right, your show?
It's 10 episodes,
and
yes.
It's basically 6 men, 3 of straight, 3 gay, play, you know, West Hollywood players. I didn't realize that is it the sexiest zip code, 90069? West Hollywood?
I mean, I think it is. I live there, so of course.
I mean, I just feel so...
And you do too, Jeff.
I'm 90069 for now.
Yeah, we're like at the top of the food chain there.
Wow, well, not me, but...
Ah, stop.
But yes, okay, so I watched last night. It's very much a soap opera.
It's true. A lot of drama.
Now, I'm only an episode and a half in. I'm sorry I should have told you to watch that.
I know. I'm going to watch it tonight.
It's pool parties. It's photo shoots. It's fashion shows. It's clubs, bars. Like,
it's our lives in West Hollywood. Sure. So our social life, our careers. And there's a lot of personal drama as far as like relationships and sex and all of that. So, yeah, we definitely put a lot out on the line when it comes to the show. I feel very exposed at the moment now that everything's actually released. You know, while you're filming it, it's easy just to be you, but then once you realize people start commenting about it and sending me DMs about it and telling you, oh, you were so mean in this argument, and I'm like, oh, that's not really me, it's the show. But I mean, you know, maybe there is truth to all of it, I guess.
It's definitely a flashy show. I know you, so I obviously watching it and liking you, but I will say that most of the characters are unlikable so far. So far. But maybe later they'll become more vulnerable. We'll start seeing people's soft side. Do you agree? Do you find that that one guy is really sweet, David. He's the straight
David Barta.
Personal trainer.
So handsome, too.
He's very noncommittal.
I would like to see some more vulnerable moments.
Yes. Okay, David? So do you feel like they're unlikable?
Yeah, I understand what you mean.
Do you think that the celebrity photographer... I mean, was
Darren.
He's like the worst.
He really
Darren likes to think that he's like the mama of the group and the one who's like nice and sweet and takes care of everyone. But he is, in my opinion, one of the biggest shit stirrers and also his boyfriend. So they're two peas in a pod, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, what was interesting is that you said, like with these reality shows, you know, you've got like these six guys that were cast, right? So they're like the A-list characters, right? So they're the A-story. What Justin was saying is you've got all these like B and C characters, meaning it's like a friend of Darren's or, you know, somebody's brother or whatever. And those people want their moment.
Yes.
He said, so what's happening is like I'm getting a drink thrown on me by somebody's boyfriend who I don't even fucking know because they want
camera time.
Yeah. And they want to become an A character.
Right. So basically, yeah, we have like six primary characters. So there's myself, Marie Swamby, Darren Test, there's Brennan, there's Landon, and there's David. So those are the primary cast. But then, of course, we have B cast, as in the background cast, right? And so the background cast wants to become A cast, primary cast. And so they will push up the ante and all the arguments and the fights that happen so that they not only get more camera time, but hopefully they're guaranteed a spot in a second season if there is one.
Should we stage a fight for Jeff's show?
I think thinking the same thing.
Throw some drinks.
Throw some drinks
we should
on
get
me.
Some real drama. I'll push you down a flight of stairs.
Oh, good. Like Leah did.
Yeah.
No. Oh, I
thought you were having your Death Becomes Her moment. You pushed me down the stairs. My favorite movie of all time.
How do you stay so thin? Are you on diet pills? What's happening? Because Kusimia?
No, I don't diet. I've never dieted, Jeff. And I haven't been to the gym in like 12 years. I'm naturally thin, for sure. That's why I had to add all of my rounds.
I was convinced you don't eat. And then this morning, do you notice he ordered that
take
coffee
a damn
cake?
Bite of the loaf.
Like, that fucker. Like,
but he didn't eat very much of it.
Normally, I'm not really hungry until about 3 or 4 in the afternoon. And then, so I'll eat then, and then I'll have like another snack, like a couple hours later, and then I'll gorge before I go to bed. But I don't eat again until 3 or 4 in the afternoon. But that's not intentional. It's just the way, it's the way I feel best, because when I eat, I feel like I get tired and sluggish and I don't get enough done and I'm not productive.
Me too, and I keep eating.
Food coma.
But that's, now they call that intermittent fasting, right?
Yes.
But in the past, everyone just told me I was crazy, and you're not supposed to eat before you go to bed. I said, well, but I'm not really hungry then until 3 or 4 in the afternoon. So I don't know. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Are you dating anyone?
Well, I have my boys in Australia. I think we talked about that.
Oh, yeah,
I wanted to move into that discussion about your thruple.
They're also on the show. And the title of that episode is called The Thruple. And they definitely get grilled by Murray and Darren. And they're quite fierce with their arguments against my boys. And they grill them about money and everything under the sun.
Well, we're about to grill you right after this break. So we're going to talk about Justin's thruple in Australia when we come back. We'll be right back.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Here you are. BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too. Aw, I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
We are back with Men of West Hollywood star Justin Jedlicka, Megan Weaver, and Shane Douglas. We'll be back next week with five brand new shows, correct?
Exactly.
So I know that we have Jackie Schimmel next week. We have Heather McDonald. We have Leah Black in Dallas, because you and I will be in Dallas on Friday. And then who else is on next week?
Todd and Carrie.
That's good.
That will be a special episode. All right. Let's talk about this throuple. So is this an exclusive situation?
No.
Okay, so they're together.
The polyamorous throuple, right? So I haven't seen my boys now in 21 months because they're based in Melbourne, Australia. Mm. And so they have the strictest rules right now with the COVID restrictions. And so I can't get over there to see them because I'm not a legal resident or citizen. So I haven't been able to see them in almost 2 years.
But do you FaceTime and Zoom and
we
all
do,
that stuff?
We do. Okay. And also in the last year and a half, they've actually moved someone else in who I haven't even met yet.
Oh.
So that's a little bit unnerving, but it's kind of a little bit out of my control as well.
Well, it sounds like you were replaced. I'm sorry. But that's what that sounds like.
Stop. Come on.
It's, right, Alyssa?
It's totally. A hard pill to swallow for sure.
Have you seen pictures of him?
Oh yeah, he's always there on FaceTime in the background. I hardly get any private time with my Jason. Of course I do. I speak to him. Yeah, I mean he's there in the house with everybody.
But you're not like close.
And they just bought a new house. They're moving into this new big house. He's cute. He's fine. He's not me.
Right.
No. But you know, we can't do anything else right now. If they leave the country, for them to get back in is super hard, although more possible than me getting into the country right now. But my Jason's still running his dental practice. He has a massive practice.
I was going to ask you keep saying my Jason, so he's the one that you're more connected with.
Jason and I more so have an intimate relationship, but he was also with his partner Steven. He's been with Steven now 9 years.
But do you hook up with Steven also?
No,
you don't hook up with Steven.
No, we share Jason, basically. But I have to respect that he has his relationship and Steven lives there, right? So Steven and I are friends. We're close friends.
But you don't sleep with Steven.
I don't have a sexual relationship with Steven, no.
Okay.
But Steven and Jason are also on the show.
Now, what about the new person that replaced you? What's his name?
He didn't replace me. Are we not a throuple anymore? We're a quad.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure that out.
What's his name? And are you sexually attracted to the new guy?
I've never even met him, so I can't vibe
just on
our
FaceTime.
Chemistry.
But you look at him and be like, he's attractive. I could do that.
I just want to push him down the flight of stairs.
Okay,
no.
So
no, he seems like a sweet kid, and he seems like he's making my boys happy. So that's all I can really ask for at the end of the day. And of course, I mean, I can still date and hang out over here.
I could never do that. I'm so jealous. I'm such
too.
A jealous person.
It'd be the worst for me.
Terrible for me. But it's great for you that you can do that. I mean, you're fine that somebody has moved in and taken your spot with your
fine,
Jason.
Fine,
and you seem
fine.
To be okay with it. So
I have to live with it. I'm not willing to completely rule it out until I'm actually there in person. So when that opportunity presents itself, I'll see how it feels.
But in the meantime, you're still dating here in LA.
Yeah, of course, yes. Okay. If I found somebody else that I wanted to live with here, I believe that my family in Australia will always be part of my family. Extended family or close family, either way, they'll always be there, I think.
But Megan, let's just say that either you or I were dating Justin, right?
Yes.
He's like, I'm going to Australia.
Hell no.
I'm like, fuck no, you aren't. You're
no
not
way.
Going to Australia
you're not
to
back
see
to
my
me.
You're Jason.
No.
No way.
You're not coming back to me.
It's
when
not
you get back
always
to the
most optimal. It's true because there's so much distance between us. Yeah, there are times when I get jealous of even Steven because he lives there and he has the benefit of they live in a big house and they have their Rolls Royce and they have the Bentley. And there are times when I miss that. And I used to spend almost in total probably 6 months of a year with them, be it not necessarily always in Australia, but on trips, right? So we were always together. So, and still I was jealous of Steven sometimes. So now that I haven't been there for 2 years and there's another person living there.
Well, because they moved on. I'm sorry.
It's out of our control. That's all I can say.
Okay, so, but the good news is if you meet someone here in LA, mm-hmm. you can commit, right? No?
Yeah.
You would be open to it.
It's all a conversation.
But are you one of those people that's going to want an open relationship?
I don't know if I believe in monogamy necessarily.
Okay.
I don't know if I believe in that. I just think, you know, men are different creatures than women. And I think from my past experiences, I don't know that I can expect that from anybody, including myself.
I think you could.
You think? But I just think people just lie. So I'd rather have the conversation one day. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear about it. Be respectful. Don't hold hands. Don't buy anybody else gifts because I'll be pissed off at that. Mm. And outside of
that. And make sure you pay cash because you don't want to see it on the credit card.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Make sure if you're going to do it, just hide it and make sure it's sexual, but don't end up in another relationship.
Oh.
I did have my conversation with my Jason about the fact that he moved this kid Luca in and he didn't speak to me about it because initially it was a roommate. And now he's like, now he's sharing the bed half the week with Jason, half the week with Luca. And like that was my spot, right? We used to always split the bedroom.
I'm really confused. Who's Luca now?
Luca's the third that replaced.
Luca, that's the name I wanted. Yes.
Didn't replace me.
Who was a roommate?
Luca.
Started as a roommate. Now they're.
Sounds kind of hot. Sleeping in the bed.
Yeah, he was never a roommate. They were just lying. They were sugarcoating.
Hey, there was in episode one of Men of West Hollywood. I was the only one I like besides you is David, right? I think he's kind of have some redeeming qualities. Do you think? Even though he's non-committal,
because he's the sexiest
and he's
next
selfish
to me,
and he's a bit, he's a little self-involved. But whatever, I can relate to that. Anyway, so this cute girl that he was dating. Right?
Hannah.
Real sweet.
Mm-hmm. She is a sweetheart. I love Hannah.
The most cringy scene ever. I was like, I started off just sitting normal on the sofa. And then I found myself like putting my legs up, turning to the side, putting my pillow over my head because it was so fucking cringy. This poor girl, like she really is into David, right?
She really wants a relationship. Yeah.
David is clearly a player. He's going to call you when he's going to call you. Mm-hmm. Like maybe you'll see him once a month. Yeah. Maybe you'll see him two times in one week. But there's no commitment happening. There's no commitment happening.
Not from David.
But she decides she's going to have that conversation.
She's going to push him.
So she sits down with him and they starts talking about how, you make me feel so good. And I feel like so safe and secure, which you don't say this to this guy because he's going to run. And then she's like, asks for exclusivity.
Oh, boy.
And it is so, and he's clearly not into it. Like, and she doesn't read the room, right? So he's like, hey, why would you want to do it? We're having a good time, but just stop there, Hannah. Please just stop there. Then she keeps going with
doubles
it.
Doubles down.
Doubles down. And then I'm like,
Hannah,
holy shit, this is so bad. Stop, get out, pull the parachute. And then she starts saying, am I not good enough for you?
Oh, Hannah.
I was like, oh, God. Then she started crying. And I thought to myself, I'm going to save this scene and I'm going to show Monroe when she's old enough. This is what not to fucking do. You want to scare men away? This is exactly what you do.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And number one, don't go after somebody who's clearly not available. She's trying to marry someone who will never be married.
She could fix him, that whole thing. Yeah.
I could fix him, though.
She was quite devastated. Because their romance really seemed to happen a lot on the show, like after we had even started filming. And then it did fizzle out fairly quickly. But she actually was really emotionally hurt. Like a lot of that, I think she was really going through, unfortunately,
I agree.
In front of the camera. Yeah, we all felt bad for her.
But she moved on, you said.
As far as I know, yes. I mean, I stay in touch with Hannah, and she's married now to some gorgeous man. He's
good
super
for her,
sexy.
See?
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, she's down in Orange County, so I think she's doing super well.
She found someone who can commit.
I heard through the grapevine that she actually asked the production company to actually take her out of the show, which didn't
I don't
happen.
Blame her.
Well,
that
particular scene, I would fight to get it removed.
Well, it didn't get removed.
Unfortunately, she didn't have any power.
But maybe fortunately for the viewers. But yeah, it's tense feeling for sure.
Megan,
watch her go through that.
Will you please watch that tonight?
I'm going to watch it tonight. I want to watch the
whole
show.
Will you text me? You're going to know the exact, and you're going to, it's like the longest scene in history.
And it's painful.
Oh my God. Like, I just wanted to like,
reach through the TV.
Reach through the and get her the fuck out of there.
No, I can imagine.
It was so bad.
Yeah. I want to watch and see all these, this cast of characters.
Okay, so your last date was where? Ciccone's?
Ciccone's. I did. I went to Ciccone's last week.
All right, where'd you meet the guy?
On Tinder, actually.
Guess who else is on Tinder?
Who?
Me.
Oh, you know, they banned, they banned my profile for some reason, and I can't get it back right now. But I met him before it was banned on Tinder.
Why would you get banned?
Why would you get banned?
Your pictures.
Because they think that you're fake, probably.
I think that's what it is, but they don't allow you to apply to have it reviewed. So I just haven't read.
I usually just somebody's pictures on my profile.
They think you're catfishing.
That happens all the time, especially on Grindr. They're always shutting down my Grindr.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, because people report
that's
it
too bad.
As me impersonating somebody, the catfishing. Yeah.
Shane went on a Tinder date last night.
Mm. Yeah.
Wait, how was your Tinder date? Are you going to go out again?
Yeah, we're supposed to go out on Friday.
Nice. Oh, where's he taking you?
He hasn't said yet. He's a podiatrist.
Did you guys hook up after Ciccone's?
Everybody can use a podiatrist.
You didn't hook up?
No.
So what are your rules with this? If you like someone, do you kiss them the first date?
I think that would be fine.
What's wrong with kissing on the first date?
That's fine. I'm trying to get better with not.
I'm just asking. I'm like, why is everyone attacking me?
It sounded like you were like being a little judgy about it.
Not at all.
Yeah, lighten him up.
I sleep with people the first date. What are you talking about?
Rude.
I'm trying to get better about sleeping with people right off the bat. Right.
Okay. No. Just we're trying to teach Shane, young Shane here.
I mean, I just feel like, you know, in the past, I've been super sexual with people really easily, and it doesn't lend yourself to then end up having a relationship. And I'm not saying not doing that does, but I'm going to try it. So I'm trying that right now, where I'm not giving it up as easily, and we'll see where that puts me. I don't know.
Well, you got a second date out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to withhold.
We had a cute time.
So on Friday.
Divorced and three kids.
Divorced and three kids.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So that's something to think about.
It's a lot of baggage.
The gentleman I went out on the date with, yes.
Mm. Are the kids still being raised, or are they adult kids?
One's still at home. He's 14. Then there's two others that are out.
Okay, so the guy likes you. He's taking you out again. Will you have sex with him on Friday?
I don't know.
You're not going to eat a big dinner just in case. What will you order?
Just
have a salad?
Side salad.
You can eat when you get home.
Before bed.
Exactly. Just gorge before bed. I don't know.
But for Shane, is it okay to sleep with someone on a second date?
Still a little soon, I think.
Or do you?
Am I talking?
Well, you know, it's hard. It's hard with
don't
guys.
Don't listen to me.
Especially
Mother
like,
Mary.
Is the guy younger? Is the guy older? Because I think younger guys would almost expect by a second date you're going to sleep with them. Older guys, I think, are a little more willing to like take it slow. They've already been there, done that. They don't have to push as much.
The one on Sunday, I think you make an exception.
He's hot.
Yeah, the one on Sunday, I think you sleep with. I don't think you even just go out with him.
You let him hit it.
I'll just meet him in the alley on the way to dinner.
There you go. Vaseline alley.
Vaseline alley.
So is it okay to sleep then on the second date, or do you think they should wait for the third or fourth? Not Sundays, though.
I think I'm going to try at least for the third.
Classy. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, at least. I just vibe it out and see. I don't know.
Is there anyone else that you're dating besides the podiatrist?
And the quad.
I mean, I'm taking
quad.
The quad that I can't see. I have not been out on a ton of dates. I think people are like a little bit scared and inhibited to ask me on dates. They think I'm going to be kind of narcissistic, superficial, and or
why would they think
they're
that?
Worried about That's the prejudgment insane. From their friends or their family if and when it ever went somewhere. So I think people just they view me at like an arm's distance. I mean, if they come over, it's like a curiosity, a chit chat. But I don't know. I mean, I've heard from a lot of people like it's almost like my one friend used to say it's almost she was a trans girl and she said, you know, you're kind of like in that same like arena as trans, because she said, you know, that you're so like I don't know how to say it. It's sort of like you're like a fetish. People are attracted to you because you're a curiosity.
I would think people just want to have sex with you, like test drive.
They want to touch and feel and they're like
interested. I touched
in the bathroom.
No, I didn't. No, it was totally appropriate. It was just his pec implants.
Oh, gotcha.
But I asked him first.
He did. He was totally gentleman.
I was totally gentleman.
He got farther than my date the other night.
It was consensual. But don't you want to feel the implants?
Yes.
Last time we felt his butt, remember?
I was going to say, which ones?
Yeah, we did feel your butt last time.
You did.
Okay.
But not that one.
What?
I don't want to feel that one.
The circumference one?
Yeah.
Silicone?
Can we do a little bit of news?
Oh, sure.
Megan?
Yeah.
Because I do want to ask Justin about this.
Yeah.
The man that he dumped his wife. Will you tell Justin why?
Oh, on the wedding?
Yeah.
So this guy, this happened in Baghdad. There was a wedding, and at the reception, the wife, the new wife, started dancing and dancing really, like, you know, seductively and singing the lyrics
provocatively
to the song. The song is by...
At the wedding. At the reception.
The reception. That's what I said.
Okay, so you're getting drunk.
Right.
You're having a good time.
You loosen up.
Yeah.
This song comes on. It's Lammas Cann's Mesa Yatara. And do we have the lyric?
We have another one.
7 days a week.
The U.S. version.
Okay, so she's dancing.
So the lyrics bothered the husband, the groom, as did the physicality of her dancing. The rhythm of the song, the way she moved to it.
She was acting a hoe.
Yeah, so he divorced her.
No!
Right then and there.
He's done.
You just nullified it. It was that fast.
Yeah, I guess the song says, I am dominant. You will be ruled under my strict instructions.
What's wrong with that?
I will drive you crazy if you looked at other girls on the street. As long as you're with me, you'll walk under my command. I'm arrogant. So that's the song.
I love it.
I do too.
Why are we not playing that on this show?
Yeah, you guys just couldn't been find in fun.
It. Sounds very Finn Dom.
I'm really turned on, actually.
Turns out this song caused another divorce.
What?
On a different occasion. So the lady started dancing. Yeah, I guess it's very controversial in Baghdad to dance to this song. I had to look at it again. I didn't know where we were.
Imagine.
So he got triggered, clearly.
And so did his family. They all were triggered.
So what would Dr. Donna say?
It's not happening to you. It's happening for you.
But first she'd say, who
in your, childhood
danced
like
provocatively?
Right.
You think about it. Who? Your brother, your father, your mom's sister. You think about it. We'd
neighbor.
Have to trace it back to your primary caregiver,
mm-hmm. Right.
Clearly dressed and danced provocatively.
I don't think it would happen for me and that man either, because I love to.
Oh, you love to boogie
and dance.
Yeah,
you do.
I've seen you. Yeah.
No, we've seen you at High Tops, and I've seen you at High Tops.
Oh, I love to get down at High Tops.
But I just
have you
like,
been to High Tops?
Of course.
That's so fun.
He invented
I do
tops.
That whole strip through there. But I just feel like if your husband's going to divorce you based over that,
then and there,
it was never meant to
marriage.
Be. He didn't even. I can't have fun with you and cut up.
Yeah,
I don't know. I wouldn't want a partner
want
like that.
Well, he didn't.
Most guys want that.
He was embarrassed.
I hope so.
Yeah.
She went a lady in the street and
you call
freak
me
in the sheets.
In the sheets.
Wow. Now, what about the nosy neighbor?
Yeah, this woman, she got a weird knock on her door from her neighbor.
Yeah.
This guy came over and said, listen, my daughter uses binoculars to kind of like check out the street and the yard and look at birds. And sometimes she looks in your window and it's been very offensive that you've been wearing lingerie around your house because she's looking into your house with your lingerie on. Could you please cover up? And I mean, ridiculous, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would tell him to pack a fucking lunch.
But that's those entitled parents.
Right. So you can't dress in your lingerie. You got to cover up. She was really pissed. She's like, fuck you. Get out of, you know. The husband came home. Her own husband came home. She told him the story. Did you read this? Told him the story. And he's like, yeah, you should cover up more. And the neighbor was right.
No.
You could,
divorce him.
Rude.
Well, you've
also
been to my
rude.
House, Justin. I live in like basically a fishbowl. So it's like all glass, hangs up the hill.
Yeah, I remember.
So many houses look into my house. I am so shocked that no one has either knocked on my door or sent me like nasty letters or emails like, get rid of those fucking dad jeans.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Scott
you're offending
finally.
Everybody.
Last
I thought it
night,
was going to be more raunchy. I thought you were going to give us some more. Like turn down the
get
orgy
rid of those
or
UGG slippers. Get rid of those dad jeans.
And that horrible sweater.
And I have these black workout shorts that are so old and so comfortable, but the lining is coming out. So they're like, it's the worst. And then I have, and don't even talk about my stretched out underwear. I'm surprised
that no one has complained.
No one has complained. But Scott probably, he said it, was it yesterday or the day before? He's like, you got to get new jeans.
Oh.
Now will you finally get new jeans?
I was like, I hate getting new jeans because this is what I have to do. I got to go to the department store I have a weird body. I'm going to have to
try on 100 pairs.
I'm going to have to try on 100
pairs.
Then
you get all sweaty and hot.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Can you get me this in this size? Can you get me that in that size? Okay, well, this is too
tight. It's a whole rigmarole.
Can't you just have someone buy the basic size, length, width, and then you have a tailor that just...
I'm going to have to get them, because I have a weird body. It's like
myself.
A long
torso. You got a weird wagon.
It's a long torso, short legs, big wag. It's like you can't get anything to fit.
Right. Like the Kardashians. You're going to have it all tailored.
You're a Kardashian. Mm-hmm.
I need that zombie
You know how often I've had to change all my clothes because of my body implants? My
Where
heart
do you
does not bleed for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to change all the time. Well, now it's the easiest is stretch. Stretch jeans. Because
leggings.
To get around all those implants can be hard in something that's
what
not
What should
stretch.
I wear? Just like those.
A muumuu?
What are the pants that Judge Lauren Lake wears? Those like
oh, the
stretchy
Spanx.
Jeggings?
Yeah, jeggings.
With a blazer?
Yeah.
Smart.
That would look great on you.
A big hoop really earring, yeah, chunky necklace.
A statement necklace.
Cute poncho. Absolutely.
What are those MC Hammer pants? There's lots of room.
And her good like platform room. Combat mm-hmm. boots.
What about the guy that says I was excited for the first date? Since we're talking about dates.
Oh, God, this is terrible. So, no, the guy wasn't excited. The woman was excited. So
oh,
this
I thought
woman,
it was a dude.
Kaylee
I made it gay. I'm sorry.
Okay. So this girl
men of West Hollywood
meets up with a guy on one of the apps.
Yeah.
And she's really excited because he's hot. And mm-hmm. she's looking forward to the date. She gets all dolled up.
Yep.
She goes out. She meets him. They're talking for about 5 minutes. And he looks over at her and says, hey, you know, I'm going to be honest. I'm not really feeling a connection here.
Oh.
So she says, well... Okay, no problem, but do you still want to stay? You know, you want to, we're outside this restaurant. Do you want to go in and have a bite to eat? And he's like, yeah, sure, whatever. So they go into the restaurant. They sit down at the table. She takes off her coat. He looks at her and he goes, yeah, I thought so. And she's like, I'm sorry, what? And what did you mean by that? And he said, well, you're just a little too fat for me.
Been there.
Are you about a size 14?
Been there. Been there, done that.
She walked out, left him there. But
rude.
I mean,
I think it'd be fine if he said your ass is too fat.
Right,
like
really?
That's a compliment.
I'd be like, thank you so much, sweetie.
I think I wouldn't. I think the second that they say I don't feel a connection, why are you going to waste your time?
It's not the best way to get laid. And first of all, who cares? Like, you'd still want to at least hook up. Like, if you got out and you took a shower and you got dressed, you went to the restaurant, you still want to fuck, right?
I don't know.
You don't have to see him again.
I don't. Really I don't if there's not a, if I'm
oh,
not,
not if you're
connection.
Justin. Not if you're Justin. We got to wait.
Justin, wait.
3 days.
I got to see the bank account number.
Anyway, what a, I think the guy's a tool. You know,
all right.
I mean,
what
so,
an
just
asshole.
Keep that shit to yourself. You know, just
That's
rude.
That's gonna happen to me on Sunday.
No, it's not.
He's
honey.
Really cute. Womp womp.
You need to look in the mirror and you need to tell yourself
Buck up.
You're good enough.
Yes.
You're attractive enough.
You need a
you
healthy dose.
You are pretty.
He
you
needs
are
a healthy
loved.
Dose of self-esteem.
All right.
You've been listening to that ex too much.
Yeah. Come on, Shane.
Is there something? What should he do to boost his self-confidence before the date?
You want some penis injections?
That's what I need to improve.
I have a guy for you.
Are you Tina Turner with fucking Ike?
Yeah.
Or are you Cardi fucking B?
Yeah.
Right, MJ.
True.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Chef Stu just texted me and said, I have to get my testes done.
Oh, he wants the...
Who wants him to
called?
Hang low?
He wants scrotox.
Scrotox.
I don't know. Does he want the sheath around my...
Or the cap?
Or
the
cap?
Lot.
The cap.
Get specific,
Stu.
Stu,
be more specific.
There's a lot you
know
can
what?
Do.
Hopefully he doesn't want to shrink them.
I think I need to examine him and just see what's going on.
No, he told me I need to get mine done.
Yeah, I thought he wants
him.
To get his done.
He hasn't even seen him yet.
You can have an orchiectomy and just remove him.
What?
Why are we doing that?
I have a lot of my trans girls that I know that are working girls.
Okay, well I'm not a working girl.
They
don't
fully
need to
functional,
remove them.
And they don't want to have to. They don't want to suppress their tests anymore.
I'm not a working.
Who says everyone wants to be big? Some people might want to be small.
Jeff, you work. Yeah. Come on, girl.
I do work. And by the way, I have 40 more Bitch Blossom candles to sell.
Do it.
I've sold 960. I need 40 fucking more sold, please.
Come on, people.
40 more, just go to jefflewisbox.com. It's $49.95. It is a beautiful candle.
Couldn't
it smells
smell
amazing. It is in a gold vessel. It's oversized.
So spring. It'll really get you feeling
How
good
How many
and
hours
fresh.
Does it burn for?
So long.
Oh.
I love this.
Forever.
I love it.
Lifetime. Lifetime
is it,
guarantee.
Is it,
will
it
not
one
go
wick?
Down.
Is it one wick or three wicks?
One big old wick.
I
one
love
big
it.
Wick.
Fat wick.
You should see the circumference of this wick. Oh,
so big.
Okay. Huge.
Can we please do that one other story that I've been waiting for 3 days
I was
days
hoping
to do?
You would ask. So there is a Foot Locker in Brampton, Ontario, that everybody, Canada, that everybody needs to avoid. I'll tell you why.
Why?
There is a manager there who's probably been fired by now, who has been accused of ejaculating in sneakers before letting prospective customers try them on.
So gross.
This dipshit shared a video on his social media multiple times in which he can be seen in the inventory room completely naked and admitting to jacking off inside a shoe before bringing it to a customer.
Wow, yeah. That's bold.
That's just... I guess that's some kind of fetish.
It's not a foot fetish. It's a shoe fetish, I guess.
My guess is this is not the first time it has happened. Because if you think about it, if you have a foot fetish, where do you work?
Yeah.
Foot Locker. But the problem is that you can't do a background check for that, right? It's a fetish.
Right. Well, I think before you put the shoes on, you should just take a peek inside, see if there's anything sus.
Now anywhere you go.
Well, no, it's a cautionary tale. I mean, take a look. You don't know.
But if you think about it, I mean, what percentage of people that sell shoes
are into it?
You're right.
I'm guessing it's a very high number.
I remember they
99.9%.
I also remember they used to help you put your foot into the shoe before the pandemic.
Yeah, and they if they hold your foot a little too long,
they put that little sock on for you. It's all coming together. It's all making sense.
I don't know. I want to go buy some shoes today
in Brampton, Ontario.
I gotta get, I get new jeans.
Wet and gushy when you take it out.
But honestly, someone's caught doing that. I do think they should be a registered sex offender.
He put it on his own social media.
And we should also just chemically castrate him while we're at it.
Well, that's a little harsh.
Do you think?
Yeah, for that.
Just Foot Locker?
Just do the testicle operation.
Yeah.
I mean, at least it's doing
that. Oh, yeah. What is it called for the trans girls when they want to remove the...
An orchiectomy?
Orchiectomy, where they just remove the testes.
Yes.
That's what we should do.
But they can leave the scrotum. They just remove the testes.
No,
so it takes out your test production.
Why would you want the scrotum?
The skin just kind of goes back. Yeah, skin just pretty much goes back.
I had
a girlfriend who had it done, and it was like she came back from Mexico, and it was all infected. It wasn't good.
Ew.
This is literally the dumbest show in all of radio.
No, this is important really information.
Really? Like, how many people are going to do that?
I'm actually learning a lot today.
Are you?
Me too.
Yeah. This is the smartest show.
What was it that you thought of this morning?
Of the week.
An FF bottom? We learned that.
No, let's not go there. It's 8.
Just rhyme it.
9:56.
I didn't say what it is.
It's 9:56.
But I did learn that at 8:15 this morning.
Yes.
So.
Let's not do that.
I won't.
Okay.
Okay, on that note.
Justin Jedlicka, always fun when you're here.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for coming back. Good luck with the show, Men of West Hollywood, streaming now on Crackle. 10 episodes starring Justin and then 5 other A-list and a lot of other B-C-list queens that want to be A-list, right?
Hell yes. Yeah, check it out.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's #1 margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.